Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Explain what the rooted, who they are, what they do, which makes them rooted, and why they last.
Yeah, well, a lot of the questions you even led off with at the very beginning is really why I wrote the book. It's what my heart is for. I think I'm now 21 years, I guess, into full-time ministry. In 21 years in full-time ministry, both walking with Jesus myself and then walking with people in their journey, one of the things I realized was that a lot of people get hung up in the process. They just don't understand or have clarity around it. So what you described, the Lord takes them on a mountain and he speaks a word to them. He gives them a vision. He gives them a word. And he gives them a destiny, a passion, a mandate. And when that word is planted, it's a seed. But when a seed is planted, the next step is not fruit. The next step is roots. And we somehow have forgotten that a little bit. We're so excited about the vision. We're so excited about the passion of the word God's given us. We don't realize that when he plants a seed, he then starts a process. And that process is to grow your internal world, your root system, because your internal world has to be strong and healthy. And so he goes about to do that. And we get frustrated because it's below the surface. You can't see it. It's in hiding. It's messy. But I would say the most important part of growth in your life, the most important part of growth in a plant is below the surface, is the root system. And I think that those that really embrace the process that God has them in to allow him to develop a root system are the ones that bear fruit that remains. And we've lost a little bit of this because we don't live in an agricultural age. So honestly, for some people, it's confusing. It's odd for them because it's not happening right now. So we literally – I have an iPhone. I am frustrated if it takes 3 seconds to load. So I will go spend $900 to get a new iPhone. And when somebody asks me, what does it do different, it loads 1 second faster. And so we're just in a society that, like when Jesus taught and when the Bible was written, it was agricultural. So when he said, listen, a seed goes in the ground, they understood this process. Now there's a process that's about to happen in that seed. We've lost that a little bit because of our technological kind of age. So I think the rooted last because they are the ones that have allowed God to develop their internal world so that what's inside of them is bigger than what's outside of them. And they're the ones that really make a lasting impact.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.